Hello, it's me. I thought about us for a long, long time. Why did I feel this was appropriate to quote a Todd Rundgren song at the beginning of the audio? I have no frickin' clue. So let's get that out of the way. Yeah, I'm a Todd Rundgren fan. Hello, it's me. Whoa! Okay. And I'm back again to do another... to do another questionnaire. And yes, this one is by Dante Creates. And without further ado, let's get into the questionnaire. But first, here comes the obligatory soda sip. Dun dun dun. Yeah, in a Tark audio, you always have to start off with an obligatory soda sip. No, not an erotic audio, but I meant like a rambling audio. This is one to do it. So yeah, I said we were going to go into it, but I just want to let y'all know I got a new headset, and I hope y'all can hear me okay with this thing. Can you hear me okay? Okay, good. Alright, so we're going to start for real. Alright, does anybody in this... Oh, does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes or no? Some people do, yes. But only like a select handful know my real name, and it's only my first name. I will give you a hint to some that don't know my real name, but want to. I was named after an Allman Brothers song. And no, it's not Martha. It's not Martha. Gah, made it too easy, damn it. But yeah, that's my name. That is my name. Alright. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? I try so hard not to develop crushes on anybody in this community. I try not to develop any crushes on anybody in this community, but it's been so hard, man. You know, like I have one right now on a guy who recently did a buy threesome kind of ramble fap, and it was so good. His whimpers are magnifique. It's just and the way he gets into it, it's just, I freaking love it. And it's just like, I kind of wonder what he would sound like if he were to moan daddy. That's got me wondering it pretty hard. Wondering pretty hard. That's a weird phrase to utter, isn't it? Anyway, yeah. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? Oh, Lord. Another one of my GWA crushes. Yeah, that would be, but I'm not gonna name. Have you given or received anal in real life? No. I want to, but I've never gotten the chance. See, because, yeah, I want to, though. I want to so bad. Both is good. Would you rather give or receive oral sex? Honestly, I would rather give. Because I am 100% self-conscious about what goes on below my waist. It's just, it's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling to be so underconfident about your vagina, and it's the most horrible feeling ever. I wish I got over that, but, you know, it's just this self-image issues that go along with it, That's why I would rather give than receive oral. Because that, and I'm a very giving person. A very giving person for a dom, yeah. But, yeah, I'd rather give oral sex than receive it. Due to body image issues and, just self-confidence issues, really. That's sad, isn't it? That's just really sad. But anyways, what is your favorite tag? Ah, so many favorite tags. It's been a while since I've done that. What is your favorite tag? M sub. M sub all the way. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. And whimpers. Hello. Whimpers and M sub. M sub and whimpers. Any kind of order you choose. Those are two of my two favorite tags. But yeah, my favorite all-time tag is M sub, of course. Is there a tag you really want to try writing and recording? Fuck. That's a good question. I would like to write more fantasy stuff. I really wish I had that. I really wish I had that wild of imagination to think this stuff up, but there are certain things that I've got to research about these things, like the elven princes. Somebody asked me to do a oh, it was from a long, 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 long time ago. Oh yeah, somebody asked me to write, or actually, perform an audio that was concerning a Dullahan, and some sort of headless creature is a Dullahan. I was meaning to get around that. This may be the perfect time to do it, but feel like I need to do more research on it, 'cause that's what I like to do. That's what I really want to do before I even get started writing scripts or doing audios. I want to research stuff. So basically, I would like to do more Monster Boy, Monster Boy, Monster Girl audios and tags, the scripts. But come on, Melissa, you just oh. Give away my real name. We're leaving it in there. Barry, edit it out. No, we're not. We're not. We're not. We're sticking it in there. So now y'all know my first name. My first real name. Okay, let's go. All right. So yeah, I want to write the tags, write and perform with the tag Monster Girl or Monster Boy. I'd like to do that. Are you a member of the My Hall? My Sharona. Are you a member? Are you a member of the Mile High Club? No, I've never done it before. Have you ever fucked in a car? Nope, never have either. I've masturbated in a car many times, but never fucked in one. No. Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? It depends on my mood. It really does. It depends on my mood, but I'm sort of in the middle of the road when it comes to these things. I like when it variates from being sweet to going into rougher terrain and then just bringing it back down to sweetness. All in the same audio. I like the variation between that and just being rough but with little bitty romantic elements in there. That's what I really like. 'Cause yeah, deep down I am a romantic at heart. I really am. I try to deny it, but I just am. just certain things that make a person like me go, "Aww." That's just me, 'cause I like that. I like that a lot. So, yeah. So I like pretty much a blend of those two, of the rough and vanilla stuff. Okay. So, does anyone in your real life know that you write and record here? Well, my mom. Came out as an accident because it happened about 6 or 7 years ago, and she found out what I did as one of my hobbies, and it was just like she was just like, you don't do this for money, do you? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, okay, just as long as you don't do something stupid. And we left it at that. So she's probably the only person who knows that, does I do this. So yeah. But it was just an accidental reveal, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. I love Moose Tracks. But then too, I have Cookies and Cream is my favorite. Cookies and Cream and Moose Tracks. Those are my two favorites. But if I had to choose one, it would be Moose Tracks because that was the ice cream that I grew up with and I've been loving it ever since. So go get you a Moose Track ice cream. It is so delicious. Peanut butter and fudge. Oh, be still my heart. All right. Do you pronounce aunt as ant or aunt? Aunt, ant. I pronounce it as ant. Ant. Name your video game, if any. Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero all the way. Also Rock Band. And then too, I've got into this game. It's like a beat writing game. It's Audio Surf, I believe it is, and that's another one of my favorites as well, because mixing video games with music, best thing ever. Can you juggle three balls for 1 minute? No, I can't. What is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite. I like singing. I really do love singing, even though I don't like singing in front of a bunch of people, but if there's like a select few, maybe. But I do love singing. I like playing my piano. I need to get back into it. I haven't really done another piano-driven song in a while, so probably in about a few weeks, I'll get back into that. And yeah, I really. What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? I am facing north. If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? My closet door. My closet door would be damaged and yeah, be in trouble. What is your alcoholic drink of choice? A sangria. A sangria. Oh yeah. And what alcoholic drink will you never drink again? Oh my God. A root beer float spiked with vodka. Never again. Ugh. Probably because this reminded me of a time when my ex and I she and I went to the store and we just got a thing of root beer and ice cream, and then she had some vodka at home and we thought, oh, what would this will liven this up with vodka. And this was before I ever tried vodka at all. So went home and made the root beer float with vodka. Worst decision ever. Me and her, she and I regretted it to the fullest. It was so bad. It tasted horrible too, and she was just like, from now on, we're just gonna leave the root beer float alone. Never again spike it with vodka. Never. It was so funny. Can you or do you drink alcohol straight? I can't do it. I can't do it. I just cannot do it. Not vodka, not. No. Rum, no. I can never do it. I can never do it. I'm a wuss when it comes to drinking alcohol straight. But I don't know if this counts as drinking it straight, but I do like hard apple cider. That's what I like to drink straight, is hard apple cider. Yeah. Have you ever had drunken sex? Oh, yes. That one time when I had a blueberry hard cider, and it was just me and this was the same around the same time me and my ex were dating each other for a while, and we had the best sex ever at that time. Okay, so favorite sex position. Favorite sex position has to be a toss-up between riding and missionary. But I do like riding though. It's been a while since I've done it. Oh my God. And least favorite position, lying on my side, because it's the most awkward position ever. I don't know. I've had someone try to do that to me that one time, and it did not go well. It did not go well because it just felt so awkward though. Are you currently a dom, sub, or a switch? I may say that I'm a dom, but in reality, come here, come here, come here. I'm a switch. Oh, I hit my mic. Oh, yeah, so yeah, I'm a switch. Leaning into Dom. So, a Dom-leaning switch is probably what I am. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? At times, yes, I do. Yes, I really do. Because I don't know, I just feel like I usually listen to audios when I just feel like just having something as my background noise whenever I read or write, other than music, you know. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? If no, would you want to try one? Yes, I have. My girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend. I've dated her for about almost 2 years, and she just, yeah. She and I, we had a lot of good times. Oh, a lot of good times. But I would love to have another same sex experience if the shit, if the chance pops up, really. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? It's kind of a hard question to answer because there's some people that are highly sexual, but they have absolutely no idea how the human body works. And then you have some highly sexual people that really have a really, really broad knowledge of what goes down, what goes on down there, and yeah, so it's sort of a hard question to answer, so it kind of varies. It honestly does. What brought you to this community? Tumblr. Tumblr did it. Tumblr did it. Tumblr is to blame for bringing me to this community, but also Literotica too, because I had no idea that you could instantly put up your audio just one click away without having to wait weeks and weeks for it to pop up, you know? So I kind of thank Tumblr for that. What keeps you here? Oh, the people. The people, definitely. And just, that's it. The people keep me here today because it's just, I like doing what I do. I like writing. I like performing. It's some of my favorite things. That, and if I'm completely honest, I am an attention whore. So, in a way, yes, I am. So, that's what keeps me here, is the people, the love of writing and performing, just being an all-out attention hoe. Yeah. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios, how would you describe why you do it? How would you describe why you would do it? Why you do it? Well, I did. My mom is just too cool about it, and she's just like, "Oh, so this is what you do?" And I told her, "Yeah, I just record myself making noises. That's just it." Yeah, and she's like, "Oh, okay. Yeah, just don't do anything stupid, please." That's the only advice she has ever given me. Don't do anything stupid. That's the only advice that I was given by my mom concerning this. Can you whistle a tune? I could try. If so, please whistle a tune. Okay, I wondered if y'all could guess this. If I could think of a tune to do. Okay, that went on long enough. Can you use chopsticks? No, I can't. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or any other word, any, or another word to describe a soft drink? We call any kinds of soft drinks coke here in the South. We even call a Pepsi a coke. And that sets Pepsi drinkers off to a whole different kind of mad. Like, don't call a Pepsi a Coke. Well, I just did. Well, see, that's the thing. Someone would ask me, "What do you drink? Coke or Pepsi?" Both. That's what I would say. I would drink over because Mellow Yellow, soda. Coke is Coke. You know. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? Oh, that's been a long time ago. Well, actually, it's been 3 years, so I don't think I considered it a long time ago, but it has been 3 years since I've been to a concert. Hall and Oates was the last concert that I have gone to, and I've went with my mom. She is also a Hall and Oates fan. It was a really good show. I mean, it was so awesome. It was probably the best show I've seen yet, along with Elton John and Billy Joel. All right. So, have you ever punched another person hard in the face? No, but there have been some times where I've been wanting to. Yeah. Have you kicked a man in the balls? No. Hadn't. I wanted to, but never did. Do you vote in your country? Yes, because it matters. It always matters. Okay, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yes or no? Yes, yes, and yes. Okay, so here's a hot take, though. Having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with toast is better than having it with untoasted bread. That's just me. I like it better with toast. 'Cause yeah, it tastes better to me that way. Just have that smokiness with the peanut butter and jelly. Oh, magnifique. Excellent. All right. So, broccoli, yes or no? With cheese, yes. Butter or margarine? Butter. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain. Carnivore. Favorite cartoon as a child? Rugrats and SpongeBob. Although SpongeBob is not as good as it used to be, because I very much prefer. I mean, I know a lot of people are in the same boat when I say a lot of SpongeBob's episodes were better before the first movie came out. And after the first movie came out, that's when it went downhill from there. So, yeah. Rugrats and SpongeBob were my favorites. Although I have a lot of favorite 90s cartoons like Cat Dog, Dexter's Laboratory. That one's also a good one. Do you think cheaters will always lean towards cheating? No, I don't think so. 'Cause that's sort of hard to say because there are some cheaters that kind of sort of reform their ways and they never do it again, but then there's some that just like, hey, YOLO, I don't know if people say YOLO anymore. What the hell? But there are some instances where cheaters will always be cheaters. Once a cheater, always a cheater can be accurate, but then there's some that's just like, no. Just, yeah. I know it doesn't make any sense, but show me. Okay, so cheaters. If y'all have done it once, just show them that you will never do it again. Don't tell them that you will never do it again. Show them that you will never do it again. That's the best thing that you can do. Show them. Don't tell them. Show them that you will never do it again. You will never lean towards doing it again. Ever. So, not all cheaters could keep on doing it. So, yeah. But then there are some that do, and those are ones you have to watch out for. What is your favorite part of sex? The neck kissing. Ah, the neck kissing. I love. Oh, that just kills me every single time because I don't know what it is about it. I don't know if it's just the kissing or it's the added licks right there. Because this is the part, my neck is always so sensitive for these things, and I swear I could almost come to somebody kissing and licking my neck. That is just, oh, that's the best feeling ever. It tickles, but it is like a very erotic tickle that you don't want anybody to stop doing. It's just like, oh God, I love it. I love it. I love it. The neck kisses, the neck kisses, and then looking into their eyes when they're fucking you. Ooh, love. I'm normally not one for eye contact outside of sex, but in it, I'm just like, yes, look at me. Look at me telling you all these dirty little things you want me to say, you want to hear me say. I just, God, you just look in my eyes as you call me daddy. I'm like, Okay, I'm getting a little too. Another drink! Another drink, please. Okay, performers. Use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. Sexy mouth sounds, as in like that, or just like moaning. If it's moaning, sexy. I feel sexy. I feel. You just said one word. Slutty. That's it. There we go. I'm gonna stick with that. Slutty. Okay. Writers. Has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better? Oh, many times. Many times. I can't name one time, one script that's ever made me want to write better. I could name off, like, a bunch of others, but. Well, not name them off, but I could like tell you that, excuse me, a lot of these writers on GWA, I have not found one that hasn't inspired me on what I wanted to write at the time. So I'm just like, wow, this is some stuff that I never would write about. Damn, that's good. That is good. I might want to try writing something about that too. You know? And sort of like, kind of make one that's a, you know. Yeah. Okay, vagina eaters. What is your best technique for driving a woman crazy? You know what? I've never eaten pussy before. That's the thing, though. But I love. To try this technique, doing this little la 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 thing. Of course, I don't know. I've never eaten out a woman before. Yeah, I've never eaten out a woman before. I want to, but I've never really gotten, you know. Yeah, so cocksuckers. What is your best technique for driving a man crazy? Licking along the tip. And licking the rim of the tip too. Oh my god. Shit. I love it when it drives a man crazy when I do that. It's just. Just hearing him do like. Make that noise whenever I do it. Oh, that is just. It tells me that I'm doing a good job. It really is. And. I'm not too awfully confident on my oral skills, but I try. I try. But when a man makes a like a whimpery noise when I do it, that confidence booster all the way. When I make a man whimper, that lets me know I'm doing a good job. Okay, so do you currently have a stuffed animal or an action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. I have a little plushie. It's a leather face. It's a leather face plushie. It's from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And my boyfriend got me that plushie. And it's I don't know why. It's so cute. It is so cute. And yeah, that's one of the it is so cute. Ne Yeah, you've never heard anybody say, "Oh, Leatherface is so cute." But you need to see the plush. You need to see the little plushy thing. It's adorable. It is really adorable. Okay. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? Oh my God. God, the Eiffel Tower. I would like to do that. Sort of just. Not so much fuck, but sort of make out. On the very top of the Eiffel Tower. That's what I would like to do. Makes me think of that song by Bow Wow for some reason. Bow Wow Wow. Bow Wow Wow. That's the name of the band. Bow Wow. Bow Wow. It's the same band that does I Want Candy. Bow Wow Wow. Bow Wow Wow. Sexy Eiffel Towers. Yes. It makes me think of that. Yeah. So Eiffel Tower. Eiffel Tower. I feel sexy. Sexy Eiffel Tower. Okay. Duh. Come on, Tark. You have wasted enough time already. Oh, wait. I made it to the end? I made it to the end! Yay! Okay, but no, anyway. Aw. I wanted to answer some more questions, honestly. Because I thought I'd distracted myself enough that I would sort of not make it towards the end, but I have. So I'm not as attention deficit as I thought. Wow. Okay. But I had tons and tons and tons of fun doing this questionnaire. So Dante Creates, thank you so much for creating this questionnaire. There you go. That's the word. Creates. Creating this questionnaire. Gah. Okay. Okay, thank you. And I will see y'all all later. Y'all. Okay, I'll see y'all later. And with that, Tarkus Trooper, signing out. Ha!